coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report, the week in review. I suppose it could be termed that. Hopefully, folks, did you catch the in-studio interview with Craig Sawyer this week? I hope you did. That was just a fantastic time. Craig is a great guy. Vets for Child Rescue. That's just to be clear, just to make sure I got this right, V like vets, for the number 4 CR. That's v4cr.org. And between Vets for Child Rescue and shatterops.org, they're really cleaning up, I don't want to say cleaning up because that indicates that there's an end in sight. And no, there's no end in sight of child trafficking. Compliments of this cognitively impaired Oatmeal for Brains resident of the Oval Office. And the even more than that, the Congress, or the do-nothing Congress, no one's shutting the borders down. And the border right now is the greatest greatest method, I suppose, tool that the traffickers are using. So we have to pay attention to that. But we have a lot of things to get into that happened this week and some projections for the coming days, the coming week, the coming month, the coming rest of the year. That momentarily, before I get into the crux of the program. With me, by the way, is Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com, if you want to contact him. I do want to mention that a lot of people today, you're feeling unsure about your finances. Well, you're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. If you've got an IRA, for example, and you want it backed by gold, silver, precious metals, visit link. Get this. Make sure you bookmark this, HagmanReportGold.com. You can protect your retirement with a gold IRA at HagmanReportGold.com. And let me just say this. You're not alone in feeling this, feeling that things aren't right in the financial world. Well, that's where Noble Gold comes in. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. And you can hear it straight from the folks that they've helped, such as the Noble Gold crew. The Noble crew walked me through everything without any stress. With their help, for example, I can finally sleep easy at night. But now, this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out this free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. And let me tell you something. This coin is just gorgeous. So invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Folks, go directly to HagmanReportGold.com, or if you're feeling, and I suggest this as well because they'll help you out, if you're feeling like you want to talk with someone, and I think you should, call 877-646-5347. Look on the screen. There's the number right there. There's the link right there, 877-646-5347. Noble Gold is who I trust for my investments, IRA investments and what have you. All right. If you happen to kind of take a look and triage the headlines for the week, it's interesting because Biden announced this week some $100 million in aid to Gaza just days after Hamas stole humanitarian supplies. Now, who does that? Okay, so wait a second. You're telling me supplies were provided for the civilians caught up in this terrorist, this savage attack. And despite that, instead of giving supplies, which were stolen by Hamas, now instead you're going to give money instead, right? Which is easier to steal? Do you think physical supplies or the money? That brings me to an article that I posted yesterday. I think it was. I'm not sure when it was. About an article that that Sundance at Conservative Treehouse wrote. Oh my goodness, was it Thursday? Again, I'm getting my days mixed up. But nonetheless, I would urge everyone to go to HagmanPI.com and read this article. We're going to be getting into this together, Randy Taylor and I. And this is so important because you've heard Randy talk about the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, the Arab Spring, how Obama really orchestrated everything. And folks, let me tell you something. This article gives you the blueprint for the orchestration before I bring Randy on as well. You know, remember folks, that the withdrawal, the hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan. We left, and I'm going to tick this off real quick here. And if you have a pen, you can certainly write this down. We left 208 aircraft, including UH-60 Blackhawks and M-17 helicopters between 2003 and 2016 in Afghanistan. We left 61,000 military vehicles of all types, including more than 2,000 armored vehicles and mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, MRAP vehicles. We left 258,000 rifles, including M16s and AK-47s, 56,000 automatic weapons or machine guns, as they're called, 31,000 rocket-propelled handheld grenade launchers, 18,000 gravity bombs, 16,000 aviation rockets, 1,845 D-30 mortar systems with more than 1 million mortar rounds. This is what we left. This is what the military left. Why did they leave it? Well, because they're too busy talking about trans crap. Okay, this military under Biden, well, really, this military under these deep state morons, they suck. But 224D howitzer artillery guns, 30 million, count them, 30 million rounds of ammunition, probably a million more than the IRS has, the people coming after the MAGA cult, right? More than they've got. 17,400 night vision devices. Do you realize how important night vision devices are and how expensive they are? Well, all of this is expensive. 95 small drones, body armor, and even biometric security equipment. That's what Biden and his military pukes left in Afghanistan. And guess what? Okay, that went from Afghanistan to Ukraine. That went from Afghanistan to Iran, from there to Gaza. And many of the weapons that were used in the terrorist attack, God bless you, Eric the Tech, he just sneezed all over the equipment. Many of the weapons were used in the terrorist attack by Hamas in Gaza. All right. You okay over there?
Yeah. I'm good.
Okay. All right.
It's like a pepper sneeze.
It's not.
With no pepper.
I thought maybe you sneezed up a lung over there. It was pretty, I don't know if people heard it, but wow. Well, I'm glad you're okay. So we've got a great episode lined up for you to cap off the week. Bookending the week. We began with Randy Taylor, and we're going to close out the week with Randy. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. All things considered, when you look at what they left in Afghanistan, we armed them.
Of course.
Here's the sugar guy. They're going to kill Americans with that stuff. They're going to kill Israelis with that stuff.
Yes.
They've already killed. That Mark Milley, General Mark Milley, the guy who was in charge of Joint Chiefs of Staff and advisor to the president.
Yeah.
if you know him, you should stop by and say hi. Okay, because he made that decision. Biden can't decide what he's having for breakfast. All right, all his decisions are made for
him. Yeah,
I'm convinced. After I watched him in Israel, you know what dawned on me? Who he reminded me of? Anybody see Deliverance?
I know who you're talking about. Yep.
The little squint-eyed guy playing the guitar or the banjo. He looks just like Joe Biden. You put them side by side, I swear it's twins. It was a squint-eyed thing. And I saw where somebody asked, why does he squint? And they said, well, he's trying to read a teleprompter. He does it when he's walking, too. I mean, it doesn't matter. This guy is out to lunch.
Well, I've got something for you. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something. If we go to page one in the show notes, folks, you go to HagmanPI.com. Look in the if you open up the show and the title for the show, you can see all the show notes. But watch this. Go ahead and open page one, and then you can play, if you don't mind, play the video, if that's possible. That's embedded in my article at Hagman PI. Well, first look at the picture. Randy Taylor, look at this picture. This is at HagmanPI.com. Okay.
Yeah, I saw him. This one is in the jet.
Yeah. Now
Air Force One.
Right. I grabbed this from CNN. Okay. Now, first of all, what the hell's he wearing? Second of all, what's up with the chin? And I note two ball cane, two ball chin, scrotum chin. Really, he's got two balls hanging from his chin.
Looks like a sack.
Okay, what's up with that? So is this Biden 1, 2, or 3, or 4? I mean, which Biden is this?
I don't know.
Is this the image of America? That, you know, stolen elections have consequences, okay? And I'm pissed off because every single person that was involved in stealing the 2020 election, they are traitors to this country, and they should have, at least in my view, they should be hung if found guilty of being treasonous bastards that they are. I don't care if you're some little clerk down in Fulton County, Georgia, or Antrim County, Michigan. I don't care. Or Pennsylvania. You should be hung if you participated in the stolen election. Don't tell me this moron got 81 million friggin' votes. I'm going to turn right back to you. If we could play the video from this. This is your friggin' leader, right? You got Blinken in the back. He's got his, I don't know, maybe in this case, he's got his hand so far up Biden's backside, okay, that he's actually grabbing a hold of his mandible doing this as he talks. But this mumbling, stumbling, babbling idiot, you can't even hear. Cognitively impaired son of a bitch, okay, representing this country. Watch this.
Wink and blink and a nod.
Exactly. Go ahead. Do we have it? Watch this.
God, we're in trouble.
Look at this bastard.
Virtually every mass shooting, every circumstance where a large number of people have been victimized and lost, I spoke with them. I learned a long time ago that you all learned in your life. When someone's going through something that is beyond their comprehension, they've never thought they'd ever go through. They see someone who they think understands or maybe been through something not the same but similar, it gives them some sense of hope. And I always get criticized sometimes when I stop, because when I go to these events, I stay for 3 to 4 hours and answer all their questions. But it matters. It matters a lot. And look, I'm talking, some of you have gone through a hell of a lot more than I've gone through, and a lot more than other people have gone. You understand. So it's just people are looking for just something to grab, something that gives them some sense, of hope. And that's, if I can do a little bit of that, then it's, you know, it's worth doing. It's done for me. So.
Okay, first of all, I didn't even get a word that moron was saying. Second of all, what did he do? Why? Just get up. Thirdly, his 1970-esque whatever that thing he's wearing reminds me of the leisure suits from the 70s, except it's more of a pajamas version of that.
He's taking a jog in Air Force One.
Apparently, he's taking more than that. He's taking.
He saw it on an episode of the $6 Million Man.
Yeah, there you go.
So he thinks he's going to be Majors. Did you watch his staff in the background?
Yes.
They're the ones cringing. Yeah. they're wondering whether they should tackle him or not.
That's
the leader of the free world. And that little clip right there was played all over the world yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah, it was. I
honestly thought with this surprise trip and everything that's maybe how the Democrats were going to get rid of him. They were going to fly him over, get hit with a Katyusha rocket, and that was going to be the end of it. And then no matter what, we'd have to go to war, because they are trying their best. The globalists are trying their best to drag us in to a war.
And that's exactly.
They are working overtime. And this crap with this Mark Milley, this general that decided to leave all that stuff in Afghanistan. You know what? You want to leave the stuff. That's fine. Destroy it. Destroy it. But you don't leave that.
Well, you tell me that there's no reason for this equipment to be left.
They said it's cheaper to leave it. Yeah,
it's cheaper to leave it. Well, you're telling me that 280 aircraft, 61,000 military vehicles of all types,
that's the American people's equipment.
Yeah, that's our stuff. We paid for that.
And here's the thing. They don't even know the cost of that equipment, because that equipment is going to take lives.
Yes.
They have no idea what the cost of that equipment is. It's unforeseen at this point, but it's going to be expensive. It's going to be real expensive. And no matter what, we're going to wish like hell we had that stuff, because I know just looking at Syria, you know, they're sitting on about 2,600 tanks.
It's Syria.
Yeah, Syria.
Well,
we don't know what Iran has, but I'll tell you what, this is coming full circle. There's a problem, and then for them to even hint at Israel that they should take it easy, that if I was Netanyahu, I'd have told him to get his ass back on the plane and get the hell out of my country.
Well,
except they want the money. They want money. I got it.
Netanyahu,
I'll be honest with you, he probably knows Kissinger's underwear size. These two globalists, because I really don't like Netanyahu. I don't care for him at all. The last prime minister that I liked was Sharon. And I liked him.
Oh, man. Sharon had some problems, too.
He did, but I'll tell you what, he had balls the size of Israel. And that's the guy that's the reason there was only a 5-day war when they had their 5-day war with Sharon. They couldn't stop that guy on the battlefield. I don't know what they have now. I've been so sick all week. Going through videos, I've sent you a few. Well, most of them you grab and you looked at, but just what they did was so depraved. What Hamas did was so depraved. And then people telling Israel what to do. Everybody needs to back off and leave Israel alone right at this point. Their commanders and all that. They'll know when to go into Gaza. They'll know exactly when it's right. Don't tell them what to do. And that's kind of what we're doing. We're pushing.
Yeah.
And they're waiting on some things, and they need to wait on some things. I'll tell you what, they don't need to do a damn thing until that second fleet is in the Mediterranean, the second U.S. fleet. And thank God we brought those Marines up closer to Israel. You know, we had Marines sitting out there.
Well, okay.
A ship full of Marines sitting on the Mediterranean.
Yeah. But let me tell you something, okay? This is perhaps one of the most divisive topics in America today, okay? I personally believe, okay, and this is just my belief, that America first right now, okay? I'm with Michael Yon. You know, it's our borders. It's our country. We need the attention here. We need it, okay? Yes, I feel bad for the people of Israel. I mean, my heart goes out to them. Yes, we will help them, but America first, okay? Now, however, the savagery that was used by these aren't even animals. These are demons. They are not animals. They're demons. Hamas, they're demons. And maybe I should... No, I'm going to take this out of order. If you can cue up Dan Bongino from a week ago, exactly 1 week ago, October 13th, beginning at about 13:30.
Before we get there.
Yeah.
This just in, Joe Biden has landed, and he is safe at the White House, in bed.
Eric the Tech, you never, never fail to disappoint. There it is, right there. Gosh, you know,
that's about it.
Blanky Biden.
Now look at that photo. Look, now, seriously, you cannot tell what's real and fake anymore. I mean, obviously that's fake, but you know.
Whoever did this, kudos. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But unfortunately, that's what the world sees.
That's what rational Americans see.
Yeah, but the world, I'm talking about our enemies. That's what they're seeing right now. Yes. You know, we're wide open for an attack. I expect a terrorist attack or several of them any day.
Well, okay, wait a second. Okay, because we spoke about this, you and I did, last week. Okay, folks, the FBI came out and said there's no credible threat to the homeland or to the United States. Ray came out. It was in the Wall Street Journal. It was in the New York Times. It was in every newspaper. People, they were parroting this. And all of a sudden, whoops, Ray comes out. Did you see this? And announces, well, there's a heightened alert threat environment for the U.S. Okay? Mm-hmm. No shit, Sherlock. I'm sorry for the... No, you know, I'm not sorry for anything. I'm just saying that this is absolutely ridiculous, people. You know, the FBI is too busy taking down license plates, okay, and surveilling the moms and dads who are concerned about what the teachers are teaching our kids. What you can't break a few free to investigate the unfettered invasion and the Hamas terror cells and the Muslim terror cells and the palace. Don't give me that. Okay. We have a broken system here and it needs help right away. Go ahead, sir.
I'm taking 1 second here and I'm sending Eric a clip right now of the FBI warning.
I'd like to play that. It's
on its way, Eric. You'll have to tap into where it's located. But that is a video. It'll say in my note around the header that it'd be good for the show.
Okay.
Yeah, they went from here to here overnight. As if suddenly somebody snuck in the southern border.
Yeah.
As if suddenly, that's the part. They have. One good thing out of all this is going to be the only one good thing I can see is more attention is on the southern border now by the average American citizen.
Okay.
Because they see that was a prime example of what happens when they get through your border.
Right.
What happened in Israel. There is people, if not as bad, that could be worse already in this country. Sorry. Like sleeper cells. I mean, we have so much has happened in the last year as far as infiltration. When they decide to break loose, we're in trouble.
Exactly. Well, we do have the video. You know, let's play it.
Good luck. Right, cool.
Okay, here it is.
In this heightened environment, there's no question we're seeing an increase in reported threats, and we've got to be on the lookout, especially for lone actors who may take inspiration from recent events to commit violence of their own. So I'd encourage you to stay vigilant, because as the first line of defense protecting our communities, you're often the first to see the signs that someone may be mobilizing to violence. I'd also ask you to continue sharing any intelligence or observations you may have. And on our end, we're committed to doing the same so that together we can safeguard our communities.
All right, there it is. Yeah. Good morning.
Like a revelation.
Good morning, Mr. Ray.
Yeah.
A man who I believe should be behind bars, the head of the FBI, and the FBI should be burnt down to the ground. Wait a second. Let me, because I don't need, when I say that, the FBI should be dismantled, okay, and shattered to the wind, because they are not our friends. They're not looking at, they do not have our interests at heart, the American public's interests at heart, and that's not their objective anymore. I'm just saying that. Do not suggest anything violent. I'm just saying that the FBI should be dismantled legally by Congress. Go ahead, sir.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Here's the problem. We're going into it. We're in a very high threat environment. We've been in one for a long time, but after these recent events now, it gets accelerated. Okay. They're poking the bear. The problem is, when citizens see something, especially with the crap FBI that's there now, people don't know if they can call them or not. They don't trust them. That's the problem. And I'm going to just suggest to people that might see something, or you think something needs to be reported, I'm going to suggest that you do two phone calls. One to your local police department. The second phone call to your sheriff, whatever county you're in, and every state out there, and everybody can hear this, in the United States, you're in a county somewhere, and there's a sheriff somewhere. You need to make sure that individual understands what you're talking about. I would not, and I recommend, honestly, against having any faith in that guy. I'm not saying don't call him. If you're comfortable calling him, fine. I know at the level that Doug's worked with him and the level that I've worked with him, I will never pick up the phone and call him. I'll facilitate something else. I don't trust these people. As far as I'm concerned, in a lot of cases, they're the reason that we're in the threat level that we are.
Precisely. And you and I have the t-shirts and the hats from the FBI.
All of it.
Thanks, right? We've been
the
there.
Blood, the blood, sweat, and tears. I look at this and I sit there and I think, I don't want to. I think about going into forums. I think about going into chat rooms, because that's what I used to do. And I've been thinking hard about it this last week, because I could probably go in there and find something. I don't want to.
No.
I don't know how to say that.
Because
I don't know who I would even set up a relationship with to get the information to them.
Now, I want to clarify something. The title of the episode, or our episode this week on Monday, was "We've Infiltrated the Enemy." Okay, that I don't want people to think that that's a bunch of talk. We have infiltrated the enemy, not the forums that we formerly were. We infiltrated. Okay, this is a different enemy. Just to be clear, so people don't say, "Oh, well, that's just a bunch of talk." because we are working behind the scenes. Yeah, you saw with Craig Sawyer, folks, yesterday, we are boots on the ground. This platform is boots on the ground, okay? Randy Taylor is boots on the ground. We are doing things behind the scenes. We're just not talking over a microphone. And we will report to you our findings. And right now our findings are the FBI is not your friend. The CIA is heavily involved in domestic operations. You've got infiltration of Hamas groups, terrorist cells, Palestinians in this country coming across the border. And now the only thing that FBI and CIA and the major media, the MSM, the legacy media, the cable news networks, the print media, the only thing that they are good for is to cause divisiveness in this country. I just wanted to correct, or not correct, but make sure people understood where we stand, because we are
at... I'm talking about going deep. I'm talking about going deep the way we used to do it.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Into the Arabic language password protected
form. Yeah, you literally are 24 hours a day. It changes your life. You don't spend any time with your family. You know, that's the one I'm talking about.
Right.
Because the way the government is now, and the way everything is now, and the way they're treating patriots now, and the way they're looking to eliminate Christianity, to me, Doug, it's a huge kick in the teeth. Considering everything that we poured into safeguarding this country. Exactly. It's a huge kick in the teeth for guys like me, and I know for you too.
Well,
that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't have the money to do it. It's hard to explain. One day when my book comes out, all that'll be explained to you. And then it'll make sense to you. Okay? But those 10 years of my life were the toughest 10 years of my life. I mean that.
Yeah.
Running a company with, you know, almost 20 employees in construction, and also doing that literally 24 hours a day.
Yep.
It's a real kick in the teeth. The country that I love. I love the United States. I love the people in it for the most part. That's what I'm talking about. That's been a huge kick in the teeth.
No, I hear you.
And I know they're coming. That's the thing. I know they're coming. And they're already here. What's going on in the streets with these people that are supporting Palestine? You know, I and one of the best things, something that's made me happy, when the people that contributed all this money to these universities are starting to see the results of all that money being poured in, and are telling the universities, we're not giving you another dime. That made my day. The guy that Frederickson, was it?
Who are you referencing?
The guy, some guy just pulled a huge endowment
from
Victoria's Secret or something, whoever owns it, from one of the universities.
Okay. All right. Right.
The donors are telling the universities to just shove it. Okay. And it's sad that it's taken this long, but you can't have these people that are teaching your children, that parents, you're paying $50,000 a year for people to program your children. Okay, that you're sending to school. And yeah, I call them children because, I'm sorry, the average young adult today is a moron. When I sit here and I meet 17-year-olds all the time, you see them all the time. How old are you? 17. And I look at where I was at 17, we're in deep trouble.
No, the brain isn't even formed until 22, roughly.
Thank you.
Fully formed.
These people aren't. I was already in and out of the service by then.
Yeah, really. That made you a lot of who you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I've had, I mentioned on the show last week, or it might have been last show we did, I have no sympathy when it comes to the Palestinians and the children of the Palestinians. And I don't care. They're in on it, too.
They are.
They're in on it too.
to the they extent sure, that they allow. Let me just, again, I don't mean to overtalk you, but I'm going to say this. Okay, just they have a responsibility. If they are hiding, or if a hospital, which, by the way, that hospital that last week or this week, subject, we bombed, Israel bombed a hospital. Bull crap. That never happened. It never happened, despite Joy Behr and others saying, look, bad Israel bombing a hospital. How could they do that? So many killed.
If Israel had done it, there wouldn't be a hospital.
Exactly.
If Israel had done it.
And people need to know, okay, Gaza, that Gaza Strip, 25 miles long, 5 miles wide, the Palestinians had the ability, based on what Israel gave them, to make that into a Garden of Eden, for crying out loud, and said they made it into a military encampment focused on ridding Israel, getting rid of Israel completely. We've got a clip from Dan Bongino a week ago. I do want to play this. Folks, get your kids out of the room, okay? They don't need to hear this. Okay, there's a language alert here. Dan Bongino really laid it out, I think, both before and after this video clip that we're going to play. But this is dividing America, but improper. There's a problem here. The problem is the media is stoking the lies. The mainstream media, or the legacy media, including print and cable, they're stoking the lies that Israel is an occupying force in that area. They're stoking the lies that they don't care about the civilians, when in fact they drop leaflets on top of leaflets saying, get out of here because we're coming, giving the enemy advance notice, doing everything in their power to save civilian lives after the worst massacre since the Holocaust. Okay, here's Dan Bongino talking about the response, or talking about this issue and the divisiveness that it has caused here, that it's causing in America, by people like Rashida Tlaib, by people like Ilhan, I Married My Brother Omar, that culture, which is not consistent with our culture. Listen to this just for a few minutes, and then Randy Taylor, you chime in on it. Go ahead and start.
But I was a little pissed off, and I'm allowed to be pissed off. And I tweeted out last night, and I meant it. Fuck your day of rage. I'm going to go out and do whatever I want. I'm sorry you don't like the language. That's okay if this show's not for you. I get it. But I'm not changing it at this point, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm not. I get it. I'm just, this is the real me. If it's not for you, it's okay. Fuck your day of rage. I'm going to go out today and do whatever the hell I was going to do. I'm going to go enjoy a date night out tonight with my wife and a big double barrel middle finger to these people. I'll be carrying, I'll be strapped. You should be too. If you're trained with it, you know what the hell you're doing. I'm not going to be anybody's freaking guinea pig in your terror experiment either. But I'm telling you right now, I ain't doing anything different. You shouldn't either. Fear is okay. Don't live in fear of it though. You just said don't live in fear. No, I didn't. I said don't live in fear of fear. It's a totally different thing. Just look around. Know where the exits are. You see something interesting that doesn't look like it should belong? You should probably get the hell out of there and start asking some questions. But I'm not doing shit differently. And either should you. Stay frosty, man. The world's a difficult place.
But keep it up. Here's the thing. Here's why I wanted that played. Remember last week, the day of jihad? Okay. Well, okay. That is brought to you courtesy of the Biden and Obama regime, okay? Like you said, RT, they're allowing these people into this country. All right, just one more minute, and then I'm going to kick it back to you. Go ahead.
There are people who've lived through far worse, man. Just ask the citizens of the United Kingdom when they were being blitzed. They didn't sit there and, you know, they took proper precautions when the bombing would start, but they had to go out and live their lives during the day. Churchill walked out there amongst them. We've done it too. We had our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers fighting the Nazis over in World War II. We didn't hole up in bunkers all day. Fuck these people. I'm going to shove their day of rage up their fucking asses. Sideways. I want to remind you, by the way, because the communist tyrant, freaking terror sympathizing terror simps in the media, terror simps and NBC and elsewhere, that's what they are. Terror simps. Their lips attached to the ass of terrorists. They're trying to play this threat down, by the way. They're trying to say now this whole thing's a conspiracy theory. I'll get to that in a second, NBC News. But here, check this video out. We played it yesterday. I just want you to see it again. In case you think, by the way, we're just making this up, that these people probably want to kill us and kill all of us. We're not going to be cowed. We're not going to live in fear of fear. But make no mistake, this stuff is real, man. These people aren't kidding around. But neither are we. Here, listen to this Hamas commander again. This is my producer, Jim, translating for you. Basically telling you how the whole world is a target, not just the Israelis or the Jews. Take a listen.
When we speak about the army of Jerusalem and the battle of the promise of the hereafter, we are not talking about liberating our land alone, but we believe in what our prophet Muhammad said. Allah drew the ends of the world near one another for my sake, and I have seen its eastern and western ends. The dominion of my nation would reach those ends that have been drawn near me. The entire 510 million square kilometers of planet Earth will come under a system where there is no injustice, no oppression, no treachery, no Zionism, no treacherous Christianity.
Again, folks, NBC News is saying this is all a big conspiracy theory. I'll get to that NBC thing in a second.
There it is, and I'm sorry if that caused you PTSD, RT. Okay, I'm sorry if that caused you, because you listen to that 24/7. For 10 years, but make no mistake, this is what this is all about.
Wait a minute, back to the PTSD. We used to just get a bottle of booze and get rid of your PTSD.
You know,
I don't understand. I never once went and talked to somebody about anything.
Neither did I. And I remember it when I was young, 18, 19, picking up body parts off the street or, okay. And how did I deal with it? Yeah, you went to a bar, you drank yourself silly. You go home, go to bed, wake up, and do the same thing the next day.
Got it.
I mean,
yeah, I don't understand. We have turned into a nation of wussies.
Oh, man.
And we need to do something while these generations, the decent generations, are still around. Because I'm going to tell you right now, two or three generations down the line, we're in really big trouble.
If we make it that far, the ones out there,
well, yeah, I hope God's come back by then. I hope Jesus has. I don't. We are in so much trouble, Doug. It's almost hard to verbalize it. We are the threat from within, the threat from without. We are, and when other countries look at Joe Biden, you know what? I like Trump. At least they knew what would happen if they screwed with you. Biden, you don't even know if he'll know that it happened. You know what I'm saying? I just, this guy is scary in the fact that he's asleep at the wheel.
Asleep at the wheel? He's in a coma, for crying out loud.
Yeah. But you watch him when he leaves the podium. He can't even find where he's supposed to exit.
But he's not running things. Yeah.
No, I know that, but that's the front man. And that's the face that the world sees.
And that's why I believe he's not going to be around by the end of this November. I could be totally wrong, but folks, I'm telling you right now on this day that I don't believe Biden will be around by the end of November. I don't know what will happen to him. I just don't believe it because they can't lead off with this guy for the election season. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. Well, and I totally expect that we get hit with some terrorist action. It'll probably be soft targets.
Yeah.
I'm not even worried about the lone wolf guys.
No.
Anymore.
No.
I hope it's lone wolf if there has to be. It's the ones that we don't know who they are. We don't know exactly why they're there, but we know they're there inside of our own country, sitting there, being paid by the United Nations, cell phones, waiting for orders. And we have people on film saying that.
Yes, we do.
On film saying that, that they're paid by the UN and they're waiting for their orders.
In this country, in the United States of America.
Exactly. Exactly. What? I don't even know what to say to people to defend themselves. This is so bad that when they hit, the U.S. military isn't even going to be able to help.
No.
I'm telling you. They probably have more people on the ground than we do Army, Infantry, and Marines. I'm being serious. I'm being dead serious.
Given the numbers from the southern border the last 21 months, I guarantee you, you are absolutely right. And even to make it even worse, and this is the last thing we'll show, to make it even worse, you brought up, I think it was on Monday, Rashida Tlaib. In case you missed it this week, there was an insurrection at the Capitol. Oh, my gosh. Why? But was anyone arrested? Was this portrayed as a bunch of crap? Right.
This is like day before yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. It was, you know,
like January 6th. Like January 6th.
Okay, watch this. It's a minute 30, I think. This is Rashida Tlaib and talking about the fake. This is why you and I we don't come out and say, oh gosh, a hospital was bombed by an Israel rocket. No. We don't come right. No, we wait until we get the facts. This woman just spouts off anti-Jewish rhetoric for the sake of dividing the American public. This is your favorite person, Rashida Tlaib, leading this insurrection at the Capitol that no one will get arrested for. Meanwhile, the people from January 6th are rotting in jail and being denied due process. Watch this. This is someone in Congress, and how dare this woman. Go ahead.
Continue to watch people think it's okay to bomb a hospital with children. You know what's so hard sometimes is watching those videos and the people telling the kids don't cry and like let them cry. And they're shaking and somebody, you know this, they keep telling them not to cry in Arabic. They can cry. I can cry. We all can cry. If we're not crying, something is wrong. And so I'm telling you right now, President Biden, not all America's with you on this one. And you need to wake up and understand that. We are literally watching people commit genocide and killing a vast majority just like this. And we still stand by and say nothing. We will remember this, but all of you, you need to know. I swear to God, Allah, you are on the right side of history.
What was
you
that?
Are. You're doing everything possible to save lives. What is wrong with that? Stop it with trying to try to politicize. You need to know. I swear to God, Allah, you are on the right to know. I swear to God, Allah, you are no. I swear to God, Allah.
Thank you, Eric Tech, for emphasizing that. RT, that's a congresswoman that people elected into office decrying the genocide of the by Israel. What a bunch of... you know what? Here's my message to her. Shut up. Go ahead, sir.
I when this started, I've made the comment more than once, I need to just wipe out the Palestinians. You don't know that? Seriously, and I'll tell you why. No matter what, Israel's going to take shit. Doesn't matter if they kill one or if they kill a million. It really doesn't matter. And I'm sick and tired of this subject, to be honest with you. And this crap that we see, and I know I've sent videos into you, and you've seen them too, with the Hamas going back into where the Palestinians are with the dead girl in the back of the truck. It's pretty well, she's pretty well stripped down. She's been raped. She's been murdered. And the Palestinians just dancing and just happy, happy, happy. And you expect me to have sympathy for them? No, thank you. I won't. And you know what? Those little bastards that are 5, 6, 7 years old, and this is just me talking. I don't care if you agree with me or not. I don't want to fight them 20 years from now. I don't want my kid fighting them. So if you're going to knock some people out, take them all out. I'm sick and tired of the subject of Palestine. I really am. That land was given to the Israelites by God. By God. Moses went up on the mountain. He was able to look into the land of Canaan, knowing he would never go there. God told him, I'm not going to let you in there as a person. But knowing that's where Israelites were going. That's their land. I don't give a damn about the British. I don't give a damn about the Ottoman Empire. I don't care about anything in history except the fact that on that day, God told Moses that that was the land for the Israelites. That's the only thing I care about. End of a story. Anything after that is null and void. And you know what? Even I know some of our listeners, I've gotten a few emails that, you know, bad Israel this, bad Israel that. Still God's people. And I'm going to take flack for that. I know there are a lot of people telling me about Zionism and all that. You know what? If Trump was Jewish, they would be calling him a Zionist. They would. Because he's proud of his country.
Well, look, Kushner.
Look up the word.
Yeah.
People look up the word Zionist. And half you morons using that word don't even know what it means. You need to look it up and make sure you know what the hell you're talking about before you fire me an email. Okay, because if I restart into the email and you don't know what you're talking about, gone.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody's got their problems. And I'm not, Israel is not perfect. And I understand that Netanyahu, okay, as far as I'm concerned, is a globalist. I get that. But you don't kill 1,000 Israelites because Netanyahu is a globalist. It doesn't make it okay. Get it? Those people were slaughtered. Slaughtered. Then I watched an account today. This made me sick, where they grabbed a little Israeli boy. He was like 10 or 12. And they would take him into the house. The people who were in the safe room, they'd be in their house in their safe room. And they'd have the little boy say, it's safe to come out. They're gone. They'd open the door to the safe room, dead on the spot.
You know.
These people are animals.
And
I told everybody, and Doug, didn't I warn everybody a week or so ago? The enemy that's going to hit us, the ones that hit us, that we're going to be fighting in our front yards and in the town square and on the street, and I mean that, are savages. Everything, the ones, the military people that are coming up to the southern border from South American countries and from other countries around the world, these people are savages. Don't even say Geneva Convention. They don't understand what that means. They don't know where Geneva's at. And they don't just cut you. They rape you. They cut your guts out, wrap them around your neck. You have no idea. Cut the limbs off of your body. You're already dead. And that wasn't bad enough. They've got to dismember you now. You guys, folks, I know this crap. I know what's coming. And you've got to, when you go into a fight with these people, you've got to shut off. It's like a switch. Man, you got to learn how.
You better learn to fight.
You better learn how to fight in a way like you've never seen. The best example I ever saw of it in a movie. Anybody ever seen the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
He's doing his best not to fight. Doesn't want to. But after they kill his boy, and he goes after that one guy, when they attack the English or the one little thing, he goes after the one guy, and his sons look over there, and dad's back there, killing the beating on the guy with a hatchet, dismembering him. That's how you got to get, man. And most Americans don't have the stomach for that.
You have no idea
what's coming.
We've had 22 years to prepare for this. I want to show you this, and this will be the last thing I show you.
I didn't mean to head down that trail. No, I just know what's coming, Doug.
No,
and it's going to be bloody.
But people, I don't understand. The very people who are saying free Palestine, you know, Gaza, the atrocities committed by the Israelites. Let me show you this. Right after 9/11, when we were still trying to find bodies. Okay, now look, I get the fact that there was complicity, government complicity. I get that. But when you had the Islamic component in 9/11, regardless of the true aspect of things. Okay, you had that Islamic component. Look at this. This is ours. This is before the fires were put out. This is the Palestinians. These are the Palestinians in the Middle East. This is their reaction to our 9/11. Watch this real quick. It's a minute 30. The radio listeners are celebrating, they're giving out candy, they're waving Palestinian flags. Young kids being taught how to hate. Being taught how to hate. They have some free falafel, right? Allah Akbar. Yeah, you all remember this, right? Right, you can cut that. There's your Palestinian reaction. Your typical Palestinian reaction. You think they give a crap about us, you're wrong. You think that the savages are just, it was a one-off, you're wrong. They're here, and they're going to come after you and your families. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're absolutely right. And the people that are out here supporting them, they will kill you just as fast. Don't fool yourself. I don't understand where that mindset comes from. I don't know how anybody can look at the videos of what happened in Israel and step out on the street with a bullhorn and support the Palestinians. And then the Palestinians, when they talk to them, they're like, well, Hamas is just a political group. Really? I'm glad the Democrats and Republicans, our political groups, don't, you know, crash in Saturday morning somewhere and murder everybody. don't give me that political groups crap. Those are terrorists, and they're supported by the Palestinians. And that $100 million that Biden just signed off for is going to Hamas. It's not going to the civilians. They're giving whatever. And here's my point again. If you really gave a damn and you were Palestinian, you know, I heard him say that when they told you to vacate, over there were over 2 million people that need to get out of Gaza City and down in that area. Okay. You're going to tell me 2 million people can't take care of Hamas if you really believe in your culture living on? You want to prove to the world that you deserve what they're, you know, what everybody's giving you. Yep. These people are garbage. They're garbage. And then they sit there and cheer. And people say, oh, well, it's just because they're afraid. Well, you know what? That's on them then. I have no sympathy here for the Palestinians. I don't. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm 60 years old. I've heard about this all my life. I don't care. I don't.
People who do this don't know history. We're at the end of the program. I can't believe it. We got about a minute left. And I think this week has been a week. Wow.
Remind everybody here, stop by, folks. Just take a second. Go in the left-hand column on the website. Go on down to the bottom. Click it. You'll see it. You can see where you can buy coffee. Okay? This is a bag of beans. It's a big bag compared to a drugstore bag. Okay? This is a big bag, $14. That's a hell of a deal. All right? And there's three different levels of the coffee there. And this is excellent coffee. And portions of this go to helping children.
That's
right.
You need
to remember that. Our children are in trouble. You know what? Our children would be lucky if they get to live out their adulthood. Between the globalists and these banana cakes, the Middle Easterners, our work is not done. That's certain.
Our work is not done. Folks, thank you. Randy Taylor, thank you so much. God bless you for everything. Brother. It was a good week, and I think we covered pretty much everything from Monday through Friday. God bless you. And folks, God bless each and every one of you. Have a great weekend.